Well, thank you, Lord. How much I can sit here and praise your holy name today. How much I can just say thank you, Lord, for how you look out for me and mine. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here to praise you and to worship you today, Lord, because indeed that's what it's all about, because we have every reason in the world to praise you, Lord, and just to rejoice forevermore that we call you Father and you call us Son. So, Lord, we just thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do, Lord, and how everybody can benefit from being at this Thanksgiving season, that we're here to enjoy that, but we're also enjoy more so than anything, Lord, your presence. It just happens to be Thanksgiving. But our Bible says to be thanks, give thanks for evermore, rejoice forevermore, give thanks, and praise God. So as we begin to praise the Lord and worship him, Lord, help us to enter in. Help us to enter into that kingdom of peace and joy and righteousness within you, Lord. Help us to just set everything else aside, Lord, and just praise you and enter into the place that you have for each one of us, Lord, in that inner court. So, Lord, forgive us if we have anything in our hearts we're hiding against you that we're trying to conceal, Lord. Just help us to say, Lord, I give that to you. And then, Lord, forgive me for any of those things that I am holding, because I want my hearer's prayer, because you tell us that if we hide any iniquity in our hearts, you'll not even hear our prayers. So, Lord, forgive me for the things I hide and still trying to hide, Lord. But thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you've revealed and how you take care of all those things that we can't take care of on our own as much as we try. So, Lord, just thank you for being our God, intervening for each one of us. And praise your holy name, Lord. Praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Alone my sorrow and dead in my sin. Lost without hope with no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested, my life began. Ash was redeemed, only beauty remains. And my orphan heart was given a name. My mourning grew quiet and my feet rose to dance. When death was arrested, my life began. Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. It's your chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. When death was arrested, my life began. Oh, your grace so free washes over. Yeah.
done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how his love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things.
Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart. My fear. precious thing that grace appear. The hour I first believed, my chains jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Thank you.
loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy.
Sleep. Amen. In my Father's house, there's a place for us. It's encouraging, a promise. We're chosen, not forsaken. We are who He says we are. He's for us, not against us. We are who He says we are. Amen. Read His word, stand on His promises, claim His promises, declare His promises. We are who He says we are. And we have the promise that He's got a place for us. Praise the Lord. Glad Pat didn't go to that place yesterday, that God still spared him, and here he is, because he's got more for him to do. And each one of us, that's why we're here. That's the purpose of our life. It's not just to sit around, but it's to be his instrument, his mouthpiece, telling people the good news. Let's read the word in Matthew chapter 13. Parable of the Sower, Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse number 1. Matthew 13. It says, that same day, Jesus left the house and went to the lakeside, where he sat down to teach. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it, while the crowd stood on the shore. So making like an amphitheater. Verse 3, he used parables to tell them many things. Once there was a man who went out to sow grain. As he scattered the seeds in the field, some of it fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Verse 5, some of it fell on rocky ground where there was little soil. The seeds soon sprouted because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, it burned the young plants, and because the roots had not grown deep enough, the plants soon dried up. Verse 7, some of the seed fell among the thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants. And that's where the vision for this ministry came from, ministering on the boardwalk with Randy, the sand sculpture artist. People were born again. And then you would see them walk back out with their friends and sometimes almost see the weeds choking out that seed. So God gave us a vision for a place to be Christ-centered music, Christ-centered fellowship, Christ-centered Bible time, to be a follow-up to what's going on out there. So verse 7, some of the soil fell among the bushes and grew up and choked the plants. Verse 8, but some seed fell on good soil, and the plants bore grain. Some had 100 grains, others 60, and others 30. Verse 9, and Jesus concluded, listen then, if you have ears. Verse 10, then the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, why do you use parables when you talk to the people? Jesus answered, the knowledge about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Do you hear that? Verse 11, the knowledge about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter 1:3, everything has been given to us. All things have been given to us to live. Everything we need has been given to us to live a godly life through the knowledge of him. So this verse 11 in Matthew 13, the knowledge about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to us. Don't take that for granted. Thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself to us and your truths to us. Verse 12, for the person who has something will be given even more, so that he will have more than enough. But the person who has nothing will have taken away from him even the little that he has. 13. The reason I use parables in talking to them is that they look, but they do not see. And they listen, but they do not hear or understand. So the prophecy of Isaiah applies to them. This people will listen and listen, but not understand. They will look and look, but not see, because their minds are dull, and they have stopped up their ears and have closed their eyes. Otherwise, their eyes would see, their ears would hear, their minds would understand. And they would turn to me, says God, and I would heal them. Verse 16, as for you, how fortunate you are. Your eyes see and your ears hear. I assure you that many prophets and many of God's people wanted very much to see what you see, but they could not, and to hear what you hear, but they did not. And we don't want to take for granted what God has revealed to us, that he's given us his word. They didn't have his word then, but we have the accounting of Jesus and what he said and what he did. And we're so fortunate, we don't want to take that for granted. Continuing in verse 18, listen then and learn what the parable of the sower means. Those who hear the message about the kingdom but do not understand it are like the seeds that fell along the path. The evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in them. Verse 20, the seeds that fell on rocky ground stand for those who receive the message gladly as soon as they hear it, but it does not sink deep into them, and they don't last long. So when trouble or persecution comes because of the message, they give up at once. 22, the seeds that fell among the thorn bushes stand for those who hear the message, but the worries about this life and the love for riches choke the message, and they don't bear fruit. Verse 23, and the seeds sown in the good soil stand for those who hear the message and understand it. They bear fruit, some as much as 100, others 60, and others 30. So we want to be good soil. We want to, as it says in verse 23, we want to hear the message. We want to understand the message. We want to bear fruit. We want to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We want to tell others that they can be his friend also. In 2 Timothy, so we want to hear the message. How do we hear the message? From his word. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, that all scripture is inspired by God and useful. So that's how we can hear the message. Understand the message. John 14:26, Jesus said, I'll ask my Father who will send the Holy Spirit, who will teach you everything and make you remember everything that I said. That's how we can understand it. And then bear fruit. Be a doer of the word. James 1:21 and 22. Accept the word that God plants in your heart. Verse 22, and don't be deceived by just listening to the word, but instead put it into practice. Or another translation, be a doer of the word. So we want to hear the message by reading his word. We want to understand it, the Holy Spirit teaching us. We want to bear fruit. We want to be a doer of the word, not just hear it, but we want to do what his word says. Thank you, God, for your word. We are so fortunate. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. We are so fortunate. Thank you that you teach us and show us how we can apply your word to our life to benefit ourselves, to benefit others around us, to benefit your kingdom. Thank you for the opportunity to be your vessel, to be a living sacrifice, to be used by you. So we thank you, God. We don't take it for granted. We worship you and we thank you and we remember what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hear, understand, bear fruit.
How many times have we heard bear fruit? Bear fruit. I'll say again, bear fruit. What is the fruit? But very simply, in Galatians 5:22, it says the fruit of the Spirit. When we're in the Spirit, we produce various things, which usually are good things because they're done by the Holy Spirit that resides within us. The good person, the good one, but the one that we're hidden in, the one that we have our belief in and our whole total substance in, and God himself, the Holy Spirit. But very simply, he tells us what to do. He says what? Bear fruit. But look at Galatians 5:22. It says, this is the fruit of the Spirit. You can read it if you care to. But it's Galatians 5:22. Peacefulness, gentleness, all these good, beautiful, wonderful attributes are fruit. Because I can go around and be right downright nasty if I choose to. I can go around speaking all kinds of foul words if I want to. But very simply, I used to, but I don't want to anymore. Why? Because God says bear fruit. And fruit's not found in those nasty, bad things. They used to be, and I used to be in all that. But thank God through His grace that He come in and supped with me and said, now I have taken care of everything that you can walk and bear fruit every moment of the day. But He tells us in Revelation 21, don't be tossed to and fro. What's that mean? Very simply, by the Spirit, He told me, don't be tossed like the sea to and fro. 1 minute in the spirit and 1 minute in the flesh. 1 minute doing good, the next minute not doing good. And very simply, you get into spirit, and we have the Holy Spirit for guidance that'll tell us when we're stepping out, when we're getting out there on our own and doing things that we should not be doing. And then what? What do we do then? The beautiful part is that God told me what to do and how to get that all taken care of. He said, if I confess, He forgives and forgets. Forgive me, Lord. I was in the flesh today for a certain amount of time. I was doing some things that I shouldn't have been doing, and I knew better. But thank you, Lord. Help me to not have to keep running back to you. But it says in Hebrews 6 that I keep crucifying you afresh if I keep running back and running back and running back and running back with the same old problem. He said, I've given you the Holy Spirit. I've given you everything that you need, as Gary just quoted in 2 Peter 1:3. Everything you need is already in you. The power of the Holy Spirit to do what? To overcome the things of the flesh. Because God says, I've given you a finished product. It's finished. All you got to do is just stay hidden in me and do what you're called to do, and that's to speak the good word, walk the line, so to speak, and be all that you can be for me and show Him off. I was in a car accident yesterday. I got out. Some people were standing there or whatever, and I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, because I guess it could have been a lot worse than what it was. I crawled out of that thing with some help, but thank God I was able to crawl out. And the only thing I did was search the top of my head because it was a little bit sore. But everything else, it worked fine, except they were pulling me so hard, my old artificial leg was about ready to come off. I said, hey, slow down a little bit. I'm about ready to leave a leg in there. But anyhow, a little humor. But very simply, God made me. That's how I know He's full of humor, along with that grace. And I thank you, Lord, because we can just sit here and say just how much grace you share with each one of us, Lord. How involved do you want to be in every thought that says take captive to the obedience of Christ Jesus? You know, everything that we think about, everything that runs through our head, it should include Jesus, what He's doing and what He thinks towards us. Because we know who. We know what. We know Him, and we know that we're His children. We just sang it a while ago. So, Lord, thank you for that knowledge, because it's that knowledge, Lord, that sets me free, because I'm not who I used to be. I've been bought by the price, and you paid that price to finish me as a finished product and offer me perfect and perfect and perfect in Father's eyes, because you've taken care of every situation that I could come involved in. But if I just stay hidden in you, it'll all turn out perfect. But let me think, I had something on my mind there. Very simply go to talking about the parables and those various things. I think we were maybe had not quite got at that far, but we were close to it. It said what? It said that God talked to all the people back in those days in parables. And then, of course, his followers said, what's this all about, these parables? And of course, Gary just explained all that. But he said very simply, at some point in time, they asked him something, and he said, well, I'm going to explain it to you very plainly and clear. Here it is. It wasn't a parable no more. He put it out there flat. You hold on to the word that's given to you and believe it, you'll receive it, and nothing else that needs to be done, because Jesus is the word. You got to believe in the word. You got to believe in that and hold that in your heart dear. And he says very simply, I speak something that's going to come to pass, because along the way we've learned that he honors his word above his name. So he speaks something plainly to you and I so we can understand it plainly, and hide all that in our hearts to wait for what? To wait for it to be fulfilled. Because God said, I honor my word above my name. He looked at the disciples and says, get in. So what did they get in? They got in the boat. And they started going to the other side. But just before they stepped in the boat, Jesus said something to them. We're going to the other side. Is that true? It sure is. It's in there for you to read if you care to. But very simply, he said, we're going to the other side. Well, what happened along the way? A little storm come about. And they went running to him all scared and afraid and quickly lost those words that he just spoke to them, didn't he? We're going to the other side. But very simply, he says, you have little faith. You come running to me because of this little storm. And obviously, he took care of the storm and spoke to it, just as we have to speak to every storm that comes along, which is various words that we allow enter in to bring a storm to us. We have to push those old nasty words aside and say, yes, Lord, that's not what you say. You told me not to get involved in that. You told me not to get involved in that storm. That's somebody else's storm. That ain't for me. I'm past that point. But anyhow, we just thank you, Lord, for that sufficient grace that you extend to each one of us each day, Lord, as you were with me yesterday and as you were with everybody. We all went through various things. And I'm sure everybody's got a testimony of their own of something or another that might have happened or has happened recently. But I look at it this way. The beautiful testimony is we know who we are. We know where we are. And we know that God is so merciful and graceful that it's all going to be beautiful because he said, I'm going to take many sons from glory to glory. Thank you, Lord. It's your glory, Lord. And thank you. You allow me to participate, Lord. If I just keep my mind and my eyes fixed on you, keep my heart right, and keep confessing when I do mess up because I'm sure I probably have a few more mess ups to go through yet. But thank you, God. You took care of that. I've given you a kingdom. A finished product. I've given you all you need. And the beautiful thing is, you know, when we mess up, we can confess up. And he says, then I forgive and I forget. We move right on. And the continuation of what? Of that mercy and that grace and that love that abounds in each one of us to go out and do just what Gary was talking about. Preach the gospel, open a blind eye, the deaf ear, raise the dead, pass, you know, kick doors open, wide. Kick them open. Jesus wants to talk to you. Jesus wants to say something. Will you let him? He says, look, I'm calling you. You're chosen. I'm calling you. Do you want to participate or do you want to go on in the foul way you're going on? And that was up for each one of us at some point in time. That came to each one of us. You know, do you want to bow a knee? However it came to you, salvation. You know, me, I was in a coffee shop with a foul mouth and everything else that went with those things. But he kept pursuing me, and finally that one day, I don't know how it happened or whatever, but I surely know one thing. He entered in, and I can't say I was necessarily looking for him, but thank God he was looking for me, pursuing me, to the point that I finally, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And that was the greatest choice I ever made in my life, because now I can wake up each morning with a gladness and a heartfelt of love and attitude towards Jesus Christ for what he did on that cross for all of us, not just for me, but for everyone. And all we got to do is say, Lord, help me to do the things I need to do, Lord, but I can only do them through you. So come into my heart, Lord, and help me get myself inverted and stay hidden in you, renew my mind, and just let me know that I know that I'm your son, most highly favored son. Ooh, what a knowledgeable thing that is, isn't it? I'm a son of God. Jesus said that, true. They thought he was crazy. Well, very simply, I'm a son of God, and I don't care what anybody thinks. They can think I'm crazy or whatever, but I just know who I am, and that's what it's all about. It says because in 2 Peter, in that first chapter, in that third verse, it says everything pertaining to God and holiness is in you through the knowledge of him. So it's through that knowledge, which is the Word of God, it's through that knowledge that I continue to read for years and years and years and still learning some things. But thank God I'm learning, and thank God of some of those things I'm still holding in my heart. And thank God he's brought so much of that to full fruition that I can say, yes, 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 by faith, I know this is true. I've tasted and I've seen. I know that I know. How are you going to convince me of anything else? Because I already know. because I've seen his glory, and his glory is wonderful. And he's on my side. Praise God for that.
Amen. Psalm 120, verse 1 says, "When I was in trouble, I called to the Lord, and he answered me." Thank you, Lord. Psalm 121, "I look to the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you fall. Your protector is always awake. He, the protector of Israel, never dozes or sleeps. The Lord will guard you. He is by your side." This is all Psalm 121, verse 5. "The Lord will guard you. He is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. He will protect you as you come and go, now and forever." And Psalm 122, verse 6. "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper." Father, we thank you for your presence in our life. That's our address, not the street you live on. The street we live on is his presence. That's our permanent address, his presence. Thank you, God, for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you that if we come to you, you will come to us. And we pray, Lord, for peace in our country, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You'll give the leaders wisdom and guidance, protection. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for touching each one of us, Lord. Thank you that you meet our needs. Thank you for giving us a sound body and mind. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We are who he says we are. So thank you all for your help. We'll prepare food bags in a few minutes. On Thursdays, we're here. This coming Thursday is going to be our Thanksgiving meal, outreach meal, this Thursday at 5 o'clock. We'll have turkey and dressing for whoever the Lord sends, so you can come and be blessed or to be a blessing. And then we have Bible time Thursday night and Saturday night at 7 and Sunday mornings at 10. So thank you. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.